Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
We're smack dab in the middle of lockdown, and a lot of parents who've never ever homeschooled before are finding themselves the homeroom teachers. We're talking about that with seasoned homeschooler Sam Sorbo today at SOS Radio. She's an actress and an author, and she's married to Kevin Sorbo. She's joining us today. How are you, Sam?
Excellent, and I'm so glad to be here. You know, the whole nation is now in lockdown, and they're all finding themselves as quote-unquote accidental homeschoolers. And so I want to speak into that because I know a lot of people are confused and worried and, you know, greatly concerned and feeling incapable, and I want to help them out.
I think a lot of us are realizing, oh, maybe the teacher wasn't the problem.
Maybe now they're thinking the teacher is the problem because it's them, but it's not. And there's a great joy in home education. And so the way that I look at this, and I started immediately when this first sort of came down the pike, I started doing videos for parents to sort of come alongside them to encourage people to home educate, because I do think that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You can't beat it. And the problem is, you know, parents think that they're incapable. Well, why do they think that? Because that's what they've been educated to believe. We've been taught that we can't do anything that we haven't been formally instructed on by a teacher at a blackboard. And unfortunately, that's just not true. That's just a lie. And so, you know, I felt completely incapable. The only reason that I started home educating is because the school wasn't getting it done. In fact, they were doing an abysmal job. And I was like, you know what? If I fail, I could probably do better than what just happened this past year. Now, granted, we had five troublesome children in the classroom who were disruptive. There are a few reasons why I decided that that would be a good choice for me, but I still approached it with a great deal of trepidation. I said, I'll only do it for this semester and then we'll see. And in fact, a year and a half later, I put my kids back into a small school and decided after 6 weeks that that was a mistake and brought them back home again. So you can learn from my mistakes, but I'm here to talk about coronavirushomeschooling.com, which is a website that we've set up for parents of kids of all ages, with free curriculum and free helps. And so we will basically show you how to go about home educating your children, because we've been doing it for 30 plus years. And so the website is very well grounded. We know what we're doing and we can help. And unfortunately, with the schools the way they are, some schools are sending home material, other schools are not. Some parents are just completely orphaned, like they've just been cut off at the knees, basically. We can come alongside in either scenario. So if you have stuff that the school has sent home, by all means, do a comparison. Look, this is unprecedented. We have a whole nation that gets the opportunity to test drive home education for themselves and see what's the big deal. And it is a big deal because honestly, it's easier than you've ever imagined, right? But it's more advantageous. It's more rewarding than you could ever dream.
You know, being a parent, being a full-time employee, working from home, being a teacher, they're all jobs that are so important. And so is walking your kids through their education. And I think we're all learning a whole lot about that right now with all the lockdowns that are going on. We're talking about home education with Sam Sorbo. You've been doing homeschool with your kids for years. And this isn't something that we take lightly. This isn't something we do lackadaisically. To really thrive here, we've got to have a strategy and we want to have a plan with our kids, because that's what keeps them on schedule and thriving, right, Sam?
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it's pretty easy. When you go to coronavirushomeschooling.com, we've got K through 5 up right now. 6 through 12 is imminent. It's coming. And you get a daily lesson plan. You get scheduling. You get ideas for crafts and games and the creative stuff that you want to have for your kids. But I'm also here to tell you, school is 8 hours a day. Education is not. Okay, let's make that distinction. So please don't think that you have to recreate school at home. You don't. For kids in the elementary years, 3 hours a day tops. It just shouldn't be more than that for them. Unless you have a precocious child who wants to read some more or whatever. But basically, it's a 3-hour day. That means that for you, it's even less than that. Now, if you want to add in cooking, baking, crafts, and all of that, then yeah, okay, you're going to be a longer day. But for the working parent, that's a little bit tough. So you can get organized. You can set stuff up for your kid and say to the child, look, this is for you to do right now. Mommy's going to get some work done, this kind of thing. So there's a trade-off that happens. And yeah, your overall day could be lengthened because you're trying to do work and the child all day, right? But the joy that you have of being with your child and having that child with you for the whole day. And what do you skip? You skip the drop-off line. You skip the pickup line. You skip the PTA meetings. You skip the bake sales. You skip helping out in the classroom and all the other stuff that you did. So there is a trade, right? And by the way, let me be clear. I don't go after teachers. I think teachers are phenomenal people. They just want to help the kids. They're just trying to do the best they can in a system that's been compromised. Our education system in the United States has been compromised, and we can see that.
Time management is such a key when it comes to balancing being a parent and being a teacher and being an employee as we're working at home. You're like the short order cook. And we're talking with Sam Sorbo today at SOS Radio. There are so many resources online that you can plug into if you're home educating your kids right now. I think we're all getting a taste of what homeschool is and what it can be. But Sam, you've been doing this for years. How do you keep our kids motivated when they say, this work is too hard, or I can't figure this out, Mom, and you start to stress out? What do you suggest for the reset?
Such a great question. When my son was in early younger grades, right, he loved playing online games. And I said to him, if you finish all your work by 1 o'clock, you get to play games. And boy, don't you know, he started getting out of bed. This is like an 8, 9, 10-year-old getting out of bed at 6 a.m. to finish his work by 11, and then he could play his games. So you incentivize them. For my second son, that didn't work. He was so not interested in games. But then again, he was the boy who came to me and said, Mommy, I want to do 30 pages of math today. And I required 2, you know, different kids, but you figure out what's going to incentivize them. And you work on short-term incentives for younger kids because they don't understand long periods of time. And you work on long-term incentives for the older kids. And you can also do long-term incentives for the younger kids. You say, if we can finish this amount of work, whatever it might be, by, you know, May 30th, then we will go to the ice cream parlor or Disneyland or what have you, right? So you figure out all of those different incentives, but it's not rocket science. This is raising your kids. Unfortunately, when we turn our kids over into the system, we tend to feel like we've abdicated a role, or maybe we do abdicate a role. But what happens is we lose sight of this idea that we should be the children's primary teachers for everything, but we feel like we've delegated, okay, so the learning's going to happen in the school. And that's a horribly limiting approach to education, is that learning happens within those four walls, because learning really happens all day long. And when you home educate, then you can send the child outside in the backyard to learn. Go find me a worm, or go find some bugs and put them in this jar. Or you send the children out to explore, and that becomes a learning tool. Everything actually becomes a learning tool. It's really a beautiful transformation that happens. But it takes some time, because I grew up in that system, and it took me 3 years, I would say, before I really recognized, oh my gosh, so that was crazy what I was thinking then. Like, that just wasn't correct. And then you start to come into your own. If you feel insecure about this, that's because that's a product of the system. And so once you start embracing it and saying, no, no, I've got this. And by the way, I tell people, give yourself reassurance, even if you don't believe it. Talk to yourself reassuringly. You've got this. We're going to get this done today. Today, we're going to get our day done. Okay, kids, come on. What are we doing today? Let's open our coronavirushomeschooling.com package, because it comes every day in the email. Here's our package. This is what we have to do. Let's put it in order. Let's do these things, and then we get to do the fun things, right? So you incentivize your kids. If you finish all these things, then we get these fun things to do, and you go about it that way.
Our kids are home, and we're already learning a lot about the benefits of keeping them on a schedule. It's funny, because last week we had all these assignments from school. This week, technically, it's spring break, and our kids have been feeling that it's all the same, right? But we just see our kids fighting. We see they don't have a whole lot to do. Everybody's telling them, don't go outside, social distance. We're actually talking with Sam Sorbo today on SOS Radio, and she's an actress, and she's a writer. She's also a homeschool mom and has a resource she works with called coronavirushomeschooling.com that's providing a whole lot of different free resources to help put our kids on a schedule, Sam. But what do you suggest for parents that are new to this or stressing out a little bit? Where do we start with the schedule?
So, you know, I personally really like a schedule, but there are other homeschool styles, and I've done a video about this as well. There are many different styles to home education. And so some people don't do schedules. I like a schedule, so I would start at 9 o'clock at the kitchen table every day. And that's why in the resources that we're offering at coronavirushomeschooling.com, we offer a schedule. But at the same time as you have a schedule, you're home educating. You can change the schedule. And I've actually advocated this. So you say to the kids, okay, we're doing this on Monday. We're doing this on Tuesday, on Wednesday, Thursday. And then Friday comes along. You can be the hero and you can say, you know what, we're supposed to do this, this, and this, but let's take the morning off. Let's just laze around in our PJs and we'll do some baking instead. And oh my gosh, you're the greatest mom ever. Take control of the situation. You're running the show now. And I know you're not used to it. And I know you didn't ask for it. And none of that matters because it is what it is. And it's yours to have. And so claim it. It's yours. You run the show. If you're having a rough day, you know, we have ebbs and flows in our lives. And some days you're just not there. You're not up to it. So pick those days to clean the closet, to do the kind of mindless stuff that you can just get done without investing too much energy. And it's the same with kids. But of course, as the parent, you make that determination. If your kid has those ebbs days for 5 days in a row, that's just a lazy kid. Like, no, you got to get some work done, right? But you pick your battles and you sort through that. And then the last thing that I'll say, just as encouragement to parents, look, if you came out of the system and now you're flailing around trying to get this thing to work, trying to make it happen at home, try to get it done because you have an incredible opportunity right now to test drive home education for your family. And you just don't know it until you try it. It could be the greatest thing that you never thought of. I'm getting those emails now. In fact, I had a friend who was out for a walk and she came upon a guy who was out in his front yard doing some chore with the kid. And he said, oh, did you finish your schoolwork for the day? And they said, well, we homeschool. So yeah, we're kind of done, but we've still got a little more to do. And he said, oh, you know, it's funny because I would never have homeschooled. But right now, I'm really enjoying this. I may not send him back to the school in the fall. You just don't understand what you're sacrificing when you send your children to the institution every day. And I get that the children might be at each other's throats. And you need to sit down as a family and you need to have that conversation and you need to work through it. Because what happens in the school is the children are taught ageism. And so the older children are taught to have a disdain for younger children. And that then comes home. But when it comes home in the afternoon, it just looks like bickering teenagers. And we roll our eyes because our teenagers roll their eyes. And there's all of that sort of disrespect, right? The fact is, if you are home educating, that disrespect is not allowed. I never allowed that disrespectfulness. And so we don't have it. I have a tremendous respect for my children, and they have tremendous respect for myself and my husband, because that's how they were raised. But if I had sent them into the institution every day, that would have been a much harder hill to climb. So give yourself a little bit of grace. Cut yourself some slack. The kids are going through deprivation right now. And figure out if there are ways to augment what the joy can be, if there are ways to fill that, right? Look, we're doing a lot of cooking. That's my outlet. I got up on the weekend and I baked cake and I made an egg thing. That's my outlet. My kids are also doing that kind of thing. They go online and they download the funniest, strangest sort of recipes. My kid made marshmallows the other day, you know, just because he saw a fantastic recipe. He's like, I got to try that. So my daughter made acai. She made herself an acai bowl because we're not going out, right? Huh. So, you know, there are other opportunities. Use this as an opportunity to bring your family closer together.
Great ideas. We're talking with Sam Sorbo today at SWIS Radio. She's an actress and a writer and a radio host and actually has a resource called coronavirushomeschooling.com that has a ton of free resources. You're sending those out every week.
From the coronavirushomeschooling.com, the resources come every day. And it's basically you've got the quintessential homeschooling person to come alongside you and show you the ropes. And so even if you're getting curriculum from the schools, take hours, do a comparison. Just spend an hour or two one day this week and do a comparison and see. Part of the reason that I started home educating my kids was because the stuff that they sent home as homework was just busy work. In fact, we had to travel. And when you travel, you go to the school, you tell the school you're traveling, and they give you work. And if the child does the work and you turn it back in, then the school gets money. That's why some of these schools are sending home homework, because then you're going to turn it in. Then they can actually claim the money. The first day on our trip, I put the work in front of my son and he goes, Mommy, we don't have to do this. Teacher says, when we're in the classroom, she says, we don't have to do this. And I looked at him and I was like, but she gave it to me to give to you to do. So you do have to do it. And can I just tell you? That put me in a very awkward position. I did not appreciate, because I become like the bad enforcer person, you know, making him do stuff that he didn't otherwise have to do because his teacher told him he didn't have to do it. And then I looked at it and I was like, this is just dumb. This is busy work. Why should he have to do this? So I filled it in and turned it in so the school could get the money. And then I gave him fun stuff that's more in keeping with the way that I thought he should be learning stuff.
I love it. Well, we're talking to Sam Sorbo today at SWS Radio. CoronavirusHomeschooling.com has all those resources she was talking about. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much for having me. They can also go to samsorbo.com if they want any information, and I will answer questions if they want to email me there.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.